This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
Do you have people at your work that eat the food in the refrigerator and it doesn't belong to them? Why do people do this?
Great question!
It's not yours. You didn't bring it in. You didn't purchase it. But if it, for some reason, if it's sitting in the fridge at work, people just be like, you know what? I don't think Karen's going to mind if I grab a bite here, bite there of chicken fried rice or whatever it is in there. So why do people do this? Well, someone on the wake-up call decided that they wanted to put their mac and cheese in the community refrigerator here at the radio station. And it's gone.
There's only one member of the show that currently will eat mac and cheese. And that's Kevin.
It is Kevin.
Hey.
Right.
And it was a five cheese blend mac and cheese.
You're very upset. And
yes,
you this is
the
actually
elbow mac and cheese was al dente.
This is Kevin calm, actually.
Yeah.
When he found out that somebody ate his food, he had what looked like one tear waiting to come out of an eye.
But also yelling, flapping his arms.
Oh yeah, very mad.
Dropping so many B-bombs.
Now, I mean, there's really only one logical reason why Kevin is so upset. Is because Kevin is a foodie.
Okay, so I am, let me be very clear about something. I am not defending eating somebody else's lunch out of the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time when I worked for a company a million years ago, and I inadvertently ate somebody else's lean cuisine out of the freezer. Let me finish. At the time, I was doing Weight Watchers, and lean cuisine puts the how many points it is right on there. So when I would go shopping, I would just grab a bunch of different lean cuisines and then grab one before I left for work, throw it in the freezer. At lunchtime, I went back, grabbed what I thought was the lean cuisine that I brought that day.
Oh, boy.
Now, what that means is there was my lean cuisine still in that freezer. So it's not like I had nothing and then took somebody's stuff.
Okay.
It's not a co-op swap.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to swap. But let me tell you, even with what I think is a very logical explanation that I just gave you, people were so furious with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her food.
Okay, but I didn't even do it on purpose.
And?
That the only reason why that would even be a little bit acceptable, and I'm not even saying, Kevin, that it is acceptable.
It's never acceptable.
Is that it was the same brand, same packaging.
Yes.
Maybe you had, chicken parm and it looked just like, like enchiladas or something like that. You're not paying attention. Of course, I'm not quite sure how that would happen, but it's plausible.
Well, there's only so many flavors of lean cuisine, and I would go and buy them all and then throw them in my freezer, then just grab one every day.
But what happened to Kevin was no accident.
Well, but what I'm saying is maybe it was.
And no, people, it wasn't.
How was it? How?
Maybe that it was the only mac and cheese in the freezer.
Oh.
Who
and
else
it came
eats
in
mac
a styrofoam
cheese?
Container.
Oh,
yeah.
It wasn't like a frozen one?
It was frozen.
Okay.
In the freezer.
Okay. Oh.
But then when you microwave it, it becomes delicious. Five blend cheese, mac and cheese, al dente pasta.
Science, I didn't see that.
Did you ever consider the idea that somebody was doing you a favor?
What do you mean? PSA, I starved the entire day because that's all my money could afford was that mac and cheese in the freezer.
Well, it would
have
been.
And they ate it and didn't even put a replacement for me to eat.
Well, you starved up until at the latest 10 a.m.
Oh, I starved all day.
Well, when did you go to try to get your mac and cheese? Because you came in here yelling at like 9:45 a.m.
I was so pissed.
I know you were. Maybe somebody thinks you don't need any more carbs.
Oh, wow.
Wow, now you're just turning into a hate crime. if I don't see a mac and cheese filled refrigerator tomorrow.
Does it fill the whole thing with mac and cheese?
Oh my God. Maybe like two.
Have you sent an email yet?
Not yet, but I should.
You should. You should send an email.
I should say, what should I say in it?
You should say, what kind of monster eats somebody else's food from the fridge?
Absolutely.
Where did you grow up? Who were your parents? You're a shame on society.
And then say jokes on you because I put shards of glass in it.
Oh yes.
Or poison, or whatever.
That's a great idea.
I don't want to say it's gonna get flagged.
No. What a way to sniff out who the person is in this building. Start bringing in poison food, okay? And just leave it in the fridge, okay? And definitely write Kevin on the container, okay?
That's what I didn't do.
And whoever dies, that was the person who ate your food.
I don't want to kill anyone. I just want my mac and cheese.
You can't have one without the other.
Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.